Coach Carter here with the Motivation Movement, and it's that time again. It's Thursday where we release our podcast, and there's just a lot of things I want to cover today, but the big thing is that we will be doing a Hub City Health podcast, myself, Simon, and different guests, where we go over different health and wellness topics, you guys, and I'm really encouraging you guys to subscribe to that podcast. I'll have more information when it comes through. But I just wanted to bring that to your guys' attention so that you're aware and ready to move forward with those. It's gonna be a lot of great content, a lot of great information and different guests and ideas and thoughts and philosophies, things that will definitely help you in your health and fitness journey. And so today I wanna talk about multiple things. And the first one is the 5x5 rule. And if you haven't heard of the 5x5 rule, it is, if it's not going to matter in 5 years, don't spend 5 minutes worrying about it. And it just goes to the notion that we spend so much time on elementary and trivial things, things that don't really truly matter. We allow someone who cut us off to kind of ruin our day or to kind of get us angry or upset or frustrated. And my encouragement again is to use this 5x5 rule. If it's not going to affect you in the long run, like in the big scope of your life, then don't spend more than 5 minutes thinking about it or stressing about it or worrying about it at all. Okay, so I want to kind of change gears and I want to share with you a quote from Napoleon Hill. And it says, deliberately seek the company of people who influence you to think and act on building the life you desire. And that goes hand in hand with surround yourself with people that you want to be like. You can't always be the biggest fish in the pond. And I talked about this briefly, but when I'm training, when I'm lifting weights, I'm going to seek out people who are bigger and stronger and faster than I am, so that I'm pushed outside of my comfort zone. I can't constantly be the coach. I can't always be the leader. I can't always be the best if I want to get any better. So if I'm looking to improve my gymnastics, I'm gonna get with a guy who's smaller and faster than I am, who's going to push me and help me get to where I wanna be. And it goes like that in relationships. Okay, if you're trying to improve a relationship, do you want to hang out with the couple that's always fighting and has a toxic relationship? No, because that seeps into what you're trying to develop. Now, you seek out people in the business world who are successful financially or are making the same kind of moves that you want to. And you surround yourself with those kinds of people so that you are seeing the effective habits that they have. You're seeing the way that they conduct themselves, the way that they treat other people, and you can adopt these positive habits into your life. It's huge. It's absolutely huge. And so if the people you're around, if they're not building you up or adding value, then you need to spend less time with those people. Way less time. Okay, I want to talk to you guys about a couple of rules for success, and there's 12 of them. They're shared by Larry Page, and he's one of the founders of Google. And I'm going to go through them fairly quick. You can write them down, you can think on them, but they are set big goals. Okay, set big goals. Number 2, stay organized. Number 3 is have a great idea. Number 4 really resonates with me. Don't be afraid of failure. And I talk about this all the time. Failure is what forces us to grow. It's how we learn. It's how we get better. Number 5 is deliver more than expected. Okay, 6, we talked about this earlier. It's concentrate on the long term, like the 5x5 rule. If it doesn't matter in 5 years, you know, don't worry about it. So concentrate on the long term. 7, solve bigger problems. Number 8, do lots of things well. Number 9, follow your dreams. Now, this speaks to me being that we have one life, and a lot of people will live their life working for others, and not that it's selfish, or I'm frowning upon being selfless, is that We will sacrifice our dreams and wants and goals and desires in order to help people who are ungrateful and don't necessarily care about you. And so in this life, my biggest fear is to be 70, 80 years old and have a list of regrets, things that I wasn't able to do because of fear or because I didn't chase or pursue my dreams. Okay, number 10 is take on challenges. We know that if it doesn't challenge you, it doesn't change you. So when you see things that are insurmountable, if you want to get better, you seek those challenges out. Number 11 is adapt to changes. This is humongous, okay? Change is the one thing that is constant. We're not promised that things are gonna be consistent. We are promised and we know that things will always, always change. And so you have to be able to adapt to that change. You have to be able to make the moves necessary to stay on top of your game. And number 12, Larry Page's 12 things to success is don't settle, okay? Do not settle. And that's huge. I find that a lot of people settle is they'll get a job that's okay enough. Maybe not happy, but it pays good. So they settle. In relationships, they might settle for somebody. They treat you pretty good. They don't treat you great, but they treat you pretty good. So you settle into a relationship. People will settle with their results in the gym. You know, well, I'm getting a little bit better, so I'm happy here. And they stop when they're not getting anywhere near to their fullest potential because they're just willing to settle. All right, you guys, I hope these little snippets, and it's almost like a highlight reel of thoughts, ideas, things that I want to share. I compile a list of little things that really catch my attention, and I want to share those with you. I want to share the source. I want to share what I think. I want to share these ideas in the hopes that they motivate you, they inspire you. Maybe they, maybe they'll spark a flame or a thought or an idea or, a thought process that'll get you heading in the right direction. Now, I want to talk about some of the worst habits people have that directly affect their lives. And this is a post from Financial Professional. It's an Instagram page. And these seven really spoke to me because for each example, I can think of experiences or times that I've done this or immediately brings to my attention people who do these things. And so number one, these are, again, worst habits people have that affect their lives. Number one, dominating conversation. Everyone wants to be heard, but most of us just speak. Now, when you are dominating a conversation, and I see this over and over where people will force themselves into conversations and will control them, other people feel isolated. They're less likely to open up. They're less likely to share. You get one perspective, one side of about how someone feels, and there's no interaction. There's no give and take that is, there in good conversation, okay? Another bad habit is overthinking. Most of the time, it only makes you sadder and drags you down. Now, overthinking, we can apply this to the gym. A lot of people will overthink things. They'll overthink how much weight they should start with. They'll overthink how much weight they should use for the workout. They overthink the complicated steps of the movement. They get themselves lost in thought. They overthink, that other people are watching them or judging them when that's usually not the case. People are so wrapped up in working out that they don't know or see what is necessarily going on around them. And so overthinking is a terrible habit that affects your lives right then and there. Number three is overattachment with people. And then it says rule number one is to focus on yourself. And, there's a lot of people who are codependent. And I'm going to relate this to the gym. Like, hey, I'm going to go if you go. Or I'll be there if you're going to be there, or we should go. Instead of realizing that, your fitness and health journey is about you. It's your journey. You can't help other people unless you're taking care of yourselves. And so I find that a lot of people are attached to other people, which is a terrible habit. At the end of the day, you die by yourself. You're coming into this world by yourself, you leave this world by yourself. There's no buddy system on your way to heaven. So stop attaching yourself to other people that is directly affecting your decisions and choices. Number four is procrastination. You'll never do it if you don't do it now. That is a terrible habit, and I can say that I am a serial procrastinator. Is I have always, even in school, have put things off to the last minute, and it's always to my detriment. I'm always stressed and overworked and tired and frustrated when it could have been avoided had I just been a little bit more diligent and invested the time up front when I had it. It's definitely something that I'm working on. And so again, a bad habit that people have that affects your life, procrastination. Number five is cheating yourself. Because you dare not to face the truth. And a lot of people will cheat themselves, as they will they'll sell themselves short. They will not give themselves credit for the progress that they've made, for the journey that they've been on. We will take away and minimize our accomplishments time after time after time. And I hear it in the, I only lifted 5 more pounds than last time. Or I only showed up 3 times this week. I only ate good Monday through Friday. And these are statements that not only frustrate me, but they infuriate me, because you're diminishing, all of your effort and accomplishment. So yeah, you only came 3 times, but guess what? That's more than everybody who didn't show up. Okay. You went up 5 pounds in your weight. That's more than everybody who didn't go up 5 pounds. Like, it's not a small feat. You're working hard. You're getting to where you need to be. So do not cheat yourself. Okay. Number 6 is finding excuses for yourself and other people. And, this is a huge one, especially in a training business. People will pull excuses out of the woodworks today. And we laughed about it. Is one of my clients messaged me and said, this is going to be your top 10 worst excuse. And the excuse was that he didn't have laundry ready. He didn't have clean clothes to come and work out. And I don't know what is going on in his life. And I honestly believe that, he didn't have clean clothes, and I don't want him to be here stinking. I've been there. But people will find excuses for themselves and for other people when they're faced with something that they need to do that they don't want to do. And I am guilty of that as well. I make plans and will, lock in obligations. And then when the time comes, it's just like, ugh, I don't want to necessarily do those things. And so I will find and make excuses to not follow through on those. And that is a terrible habit, because I'm letting people down. I'm letting myself down. It sounded good at one point, and so I should probably follow through and go do it. I'll probably have a good time. But usually the anxiety, or like the frustration or whatever, being tired, it kind of adds up, and then I end up finding an excuse. And so that's a terrible habit that I want you guys to work on. And then number 7, I don't like it, but it's what it is. It's spending too much time on social media. And the reason why I don't like that is because if you follow me, you know that I am on it from 4 a.m. when I wake up until 10 or 11 o'clock at night. And I'm on it all the time. Basically all the time. My phone is in my hands. If you guys ever try to reach me and I don't respond or get back to you, you either have the wrong number or something's wrong. Send help. Because my phone is in my hand 90% of the time. I sleep with it in my hand. I'm always on social media. It is a terrible habit. Yes, it's part of my business, and I am doing it, majority of the time to work my brand and to spread the knowledge and information of what we're doing and how we can help. But I get lost scrolling, you guys, and a lot of you do too. And I'm not saying don't watch my motivational videos or like them or share them, because we're trying to spread positivity, which is a good thing. But I feel so good and refreshed when I take the weekend off. And if you know me, a lot of the time I'll only do 1 or 2 posts on the weekend, because I make a deliberate effort to put my phone away and to be present and to spend time with people outside of social media and off of the internet. My Monday through Friday, I am the internet. I am on it completely and utterly way too much. So again, the worst habits that people have that affect their lives that you guys need to get rid of, okay? Cut these habits out of your life. Again, real quick recap, it's a dominating conversation, overthinking, overly attaching to people, procrastinating, cheating yourself, finding excuses, and being on social media too much. Guys, this is all I want to talk about this week. I appreciate the applause. I appreciate the love. You guys following me, taking time to listen to these. I would love more feedback. Share these as well on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Let people know about the message that we're putting out here. I am willing to take, I want ideas. Whatever you guys want to hear, I want to talk about it. So shoot me a message, shoot me a DM, a text, an email, smoke signals, like I don't care. Get a hold of me. Let me know what you guys want me to talk about. I appreciate you. I love you. I want you guys to get after it today. And I want you to keep grinding.